gimmicks where they'll start a program and give it like 2 years of funding. And then in 8 or 10 years, you know, they'll have these tax increases kick in. And then what actually happens is, oh, the spending continues and the tax increases never quite materialize as was projected at the time. So, I mean, look, if you just look at the history of any major government spending program, and it's not going to reduce inflation, it's not going to be smaller than they projected it to be. And so, you know, people can say whatever they want, but I mean, you just look at where the evidence is for decades and you get a sense of how this is going to go.
Republicans here in the state are casting Catherine Cortez Masto as the villain, casting the deciding vote. You can read into that whatever you want. I guess my question is, Democrats are looking to have something to take home during the August recess and brag about. Is this going to backfire on them?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I mean, that's the conventional wisdom is that, oh, they passed something and look how much Joe Biden's got done and it's really going to be transformational. And I just don't buy it. I mean, I think the thing voters care about is inflation and the idea that, oh, we're going to spend $369 million on green vehicles and, you know, more energy efficient windows. Like that's not moving anybody. I mean, all you're doing is you're sending a message to the oil and gas companies is don't invest in major capital expenditures. You know, don't build the new refinery plants. Don't go build new oil fields because we're moving away from oil and gas. And guess what happens when you take away the incentive for people to increase supply? The prices go up. And so, you know, that to me, that's the most immediate impact of this is that Democrats are committed to high gas prices. And I think that's going to hurt them electorally.
You sound fairly certain that this thing is actually going to increase the cost of gasoline, the cost of all kinds of stuff in our society. Am I reading you right on that?
Yeah. I mean, the thing with gas, right, is we haven't built a new major refinery plant in like 4 decades. And you got to think about it. It's like, well, why haven't we done that? Did we forget how to build these plants? Is it just not possible anymore? And it's no. What's happened is these companies are looking and saying, okay, if we make an investment that's not going to be repaid for 10, 15, 20 years, and Democrats are saying they want to be off carbon fuels in 10, 15, 20 years, guess what we're not going to do? We're not going to make the investment because that's going to be a money loser. And so that's the problem here is that you need an environment where you tell oil and gas companies, hey, this product's really valuable. We'd really like to have it for the foreseeable future. So it's okay to make a capital expenditure now, even though it won't pay off for 20 years potentially, because we'll still be using your product in 20 years. And so that's the problem with the Democrats' green agenda is they're just sending the message, don't build new refineries. Don't invest in new oil fields. And so that's the reason, along with all their environmental regulations, of course, that we just don't have enough supply right now.
How will it impact the world market for energy, for oil?
You know, that's the funny thing. I mean, all this spending, obviously, it is shifting production, certainly. But, I mean, the world runs on fossil fuels and even these electric vehicles that they want to, you know, create all these incentives for. It's like, well, guess what's powering the power grid since you guys don't like nuclear power? It's fossil fuels. And this idea that, oh, we're just going to have these electric vehicles and they're going to run on solar power and wind power. Guys, it's not working. You know, when you go plug your vehicle in at 8 o'clock at night and want it ready by 6 o'clock the next morning, it's not being powered by the sun. You're going to natural gas. You're going to coal. You're going to nuclear power. And so it just, I mean, you just think about it and you just see all this stuff coming and you're saying, you know, we're going to, you know, decarbonize the electric grid. But we don't have reliable power sources that don't produce emissions. And so either we have shortages or, you know, it's like what they're doing in Germany right now. They're going back to coal power because they're in a bind. They don't have the power that they need.
We're going to talk about the politics of what the U.S. Senate did and what the House is expected to confirm on Friday of this week. And it's not good. The big question is, which way is the wind going to be blowing politically? Democrats versus Republicans. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Oh, and also I'll let you hear the Dick Cheney ad supporting his daughter, Liz Cheney. It's a hoot. It really is. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 12:30, as we check out our conditions on area freeways right now, we do see some congestion as commuters are working their way past Allegiant Stadium. That's there on Interstate 15 northbound at Russell. And you're slow on the south side, too. Remember, those HOV lanes are closed throughout the month of August. That's between Tropicana and Warm Springs, all the way up to the 215. So do keep that in mind, and that's creating a little congestion through there. There's also some overnight road work taking place on the Southern Beltway, 215. That's westbound between Warm Springs and Las Vegas Boulevard. That work begins tonight at 8.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
The defending Super Bowl champion LA Rams have some questions regarding quarterback Matthew Stafford. Late last week, head coach Sean McVay described Stafford's elbow pain as abnormal. When asked about it on Saturday, Stafford said,
I'm just going through something that is irritating, you know, at the moment. But I'm working through it. We got a great plan. I'm feeling stronger every time I come out here and throw. I don't know if you guys are watching, felt like I could make any throw I wanted to today, and just trying to be smart when I get those opportunities and make sure I can come out here, cut it loose, turn it loose, like I did today.
McVay told reporters it's going to take a team effort to make sure Stafford's ready for the season.
Do you ever really feel totally great after you played this much football?
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and build that papier-mâché volcano.
I am not cleaning this up.
Ooh, yeah, I meant the kids. Staples will help them move forward. Right now, Crayola 10-count markers and 12-count colored pencils are just 99 cents each. And Staples one-subject notebooks are only 35 cents. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only. Limit 30.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's. Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups. That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by the Community Schools Initiative. Find out how your city can leave CCSD and create its own school district, ending the education monopoly. Check it out for yourself. SaveNevadaSchools.com. That's SaveNevadaSchools.com. VictorJakes.com. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us. And I know we've been talking about politics and how the Senate action over the weekend is going to impact the politics of the midterms. Just very quickly, I just want to touch on it. How do you see this playing out in the midterms on November 8th?
Well, I think gas prices are going to be very important. You know, I think in the long term, this sort of bill puts upward pressure on gas prices. But, you know, over the next 3 months, you know, it's I don't think it has a direct effect. I think a lot of it just comes down to the messaging. You know, do Republicans find an effective way to tie Democrat actions to gas price increases? Do they have the money to drive that message home? And I think I do think it's going to hurt Democrats. And, you know, I think the kind of uptick in approval ratings for Biden and congressional Democrats over the last couple of weeks, I think a lot of that's tied to the decrease in gas prices. And so I think that's really something to watch.
Victor Jakes joining us, the columnist from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I want you to hear, this is Dick Cheney, the former vice president, the father of Liz Cheney, of the January 6th commission, and somebody that's probably going to be booted out of Congress come November 8th, or sooner. She might not even make it out of the primary. This was the ad done by the former vice president. Listen to this.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it. Lynn and I are so proud of Liz for standing up for the truth, doing what's right, honoring her oath to the Constitution, when so many in our party are too scared to do so. Liz is fearless. She never backs down from a fight. There is nothing more important she will ever do than lead the effort to make sure Donald Trump is never again near the Oval Office. And she will succeed. I am Dick Cheney. I proudly voted for my daughter. I hope you will, too.
I'm Liz Cheney, and I approve this message.
So what did you think of the ad? How powerful? And is it going to move the needle out there?
Well, I mean, that's an ad you run when you know you're going to lose the primary election. I mean, I don't think that ad is focused on winning over Wyoming voters. If anything, it's you know, it's basically saying I disagree with you strongly on this, and look at me and how I'm willing to stand up to my crazy voters. I very much think that's an ad. You know, with 2024 ambitions, I would be very surprised if she doesn't end up running for president as kind of a non-Trump alternative, ironically, of course, boosting Trump's chances of winning re-election, because the more crowded the field gets, the better off he is. So I think that's her ad of saying, look, I know I'm going to lose, and I'm proud of what I've done, and here I am.
What's the smart money saying about where she ends up? Is it CNN? Is it NBC? Is it ABC? MSNBC? What's her final resting place going to be?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see her on CNN or MSNBC. You know,
or the View.
What a world of politics. The View. Yeah.
The View. There you go.
I don't know. Maybe she's not a. You know. Anyway, she would be quite the person on The View. But she's definitely playing to a national audience, and I do think she's got presidential ambitions as kind of a, you know, take back the party, quote-unquote, candidate. And it'll be interesting to see where she goes.
The former president, Donald J. Trump, with two amazing speeches, one in Wisconsin, the other one at CPAC. And I'm just curious, the straw poll at CPAC, 69% Trump, DeSantis 21%. And I'm just wondering, do you put any importance on these so-called straw polls? Democrats do it. Republicans do it. We all do it.
I mean, it's interesting. It kind of shows you where the party base is. I mean, I don't think in terms of you know, of actually knowing how an election would turn out, it has any bearing. But, you know, it certainly gives you an idea of where the most involved, committed Republicans are. And, you know, Trump's still got a strong grip on those voters. And, you know, I don't think his kind of support among the party at large is that strong. But, you know, he certainly still has passionate supporters.
Give me the strategy for Trump. Is it better for him to announce now before the midterms, before November, or after the midterms?
Oh, I think after the midterms. I mean, I think him announcing now is an absolute disaster. He puts himself in a no-win situation in terms of, I should say, strategically a disaster. You know, I think sometimes Trump does things because it gets him attention. And in that case, it would, of course, be a big win. But with the problem is that, you know, if he announces now, then the election Democrats will want to make it a de facto referendum on Trump. And so if Republicans win, well, that's what was supposed to happen. And if Republicans lose, all of a sudden it's his fault because, you know, he's the one who bigfooted all these individual races and made it about him. So tactically, you know, the best thing he can do is just lay low, try and get people elected, spend some of that $100+ million in a super PAC, getting people that he endorsed elected instead of sitting on it. You know, I really think the best strategy for Trump, which he certainly is not going to do, would just be to wait and just to, you know, say, I'm going to take a pass at this point, let the field get really, really crowded, let everyone else beat up on Ron DeSantis. And then he comes in late and says, all right, I'm the unity candidate. Look, you know, the party's not rallying around anyone. Rally around me and I'll take it home.
Wow.
But I just don't think his ego is going to allow. I mean, he just likes the attention. And
yeah.
I don't think he would ever do that.
Hey, Victor, I got to tell you, whether it's reading your column or having you join us every Monday, I always learn something. Thanks so much, my friend. Always good to visit with you. We'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks so much, Kevin.
There you go, Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. When we come back, Donald J. Trump, an amazing speech. This was last Friday, and it was in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And I'll let you hear in his own words the victory lap that he's been taking after these primaries, these recent primaries. He's like undefeated in these primaries. It's unbelievable. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Layuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hello, this is my auto. And this is my key. And there is only one place I trust with my key. My key car care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing. und options und Meineke und American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money in the end, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a question for my senior friends. Have you experienced hearing loss? Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? I know just what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. I'd say, huh? Or what? It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are able to super serve their clients at both locations. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Here's that number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
My Uncle Roger and I used to come to the park all the time. I really miss him.
I miss seeing Roger. He's a great neighbor. I hope he's okay.
We used to grab coffee every day on our breaks. It's been a while, though.
When someone is struggling, they can distance themselves from others. If you or someone you know needs help, visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to navigate to resources or connect with a resilience ambassador. You are not alone.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Did you see where Olivia Newton-John died? What was she, 73? 73. Wow. Yeah. I want you to hear from the former president. He has been racking up amazing numbers on his endorsements. And another election coming up tomorrow, and then, of course, on the 16th, Liz Cheney may be shown the door in Wyoming. She's been behind for something like 21 points down, maybe more in some other polls, but it's been incredible what we've seen. This was the former president in Waukesha, Wisconsin, taking a victory lap after really a couple of great primary weeks.
3 months from now, the people of Wisconsin are going to fire your radical Democrat governor, Tony Evers. Tony Evers. He's a real beauty. And you're going to send Tim Michaels, an incredible success story, Tim Michaels, to the governor's mansion. And you're going to reelect the amazing Ron Johnson, so respected. Great people. And you got others, you know that. We're going to elect an incredible slate of America First Republicans up and down the ballot. And we are going to end crazy Nancy Pelosi. What the hell? What was she doing in Taiwan? Oh, she was China's dream. She gave them an excuse. They've been looking for that excuse she gave her. Everything she touches turns to you know what. Two failed impeachments, remember that too. This has been an exceptional week for the America First movement. Exceptional. You probably saw that the Trump-endorsed candidates, Blake Masters, easily won nomination for the U.S. Senate in Arizona. Carrie Lake won the nomination for Arizona governor. Tudor Dixon won the nomination for Michigan governor. John Gibbs, great guy, defeated Rhino Congressman Peter Meyer. Peter Meyer, he spells it a little different than other people. He is a little different right now. He's not so different, though, because he lost. This week, we're 45 wins and no losses. Is that good? And in Texas, a few weeks ago, 33-0, and plenty of those candidates were not expected to win. Now we're going up and down, looking at these victories with a massive win on Tuesday right here in a place called Wisconsin. There's somebody right over there. Tim, you better win. You're going to win. Tim Michaels, he's going to win. He's going to win. I'm also pleased to announce that just today we chose Milwaukee for the 2024 Republican National Convention.
How's about that? How's about that? Donald J. Trump taking a victory lap, and a well-deserved victory lap at that. Coming up, man, that's sad. Olivia Newton-John, dead at the age of 73. What an amazing career she had. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Is the time to be close to the action at the Dollar Loan Center in Henderson. On Saturday, August 13th, championship football comes to Henderson as the Dollar Loan Center hosts the Indoor Football League Championship. That's right, professional championship football in your own backyard as they compete for the Dollar Loan Center IFL National Championship. Tickets starting at $50 and are on sale now. For more information, visit IFLNationalChampionship.com.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
It's all about Las Vegas.
Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.